Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam had waited for the day when the people had gone out to their festivity. That is the day when he destroyed the idols. And when they came back, they asked questions about the idols. Eventually, someone directed them to Sayyidina Ibrahim, saying that this was the youngster who had mentioned the idols. And the people returned and they found the idols demolished. They then asked, Man fa'ala hadha bi alihatina? And then eventually they brought Ibrahim before them. Fa'tubihi ala ayunin nas. They said, bring him before the people so that if he admits to the act, they will be witness to his admission. And when they asked him, A'anta fa'alta hadha bi alihatina, ya Ibrahim? They asked, is it you who did this to our gods, O Ibrahim? He said, Bal fa'alahu kabiruhum. He said that, but this large one has done it. If you people do not believe me, then ask them if they can talk. Faraja'u ila anfusihim. They all returned and searched their souls, realizing the error of their ways, and said to each other, that فَقَالُوا إِنَّكُمْ أَنْتُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ, that you are oppressors indeed. They had lowered their heads in embarrassment, saying that you know very well that these cannot talk. So this was the most excellent method of propagating, because Sayyidina Ibrahim had got the people to admit their own folly. And he then said to them that ثُمَّ نُكِسُوا عَلَىٰ رُؤُوسِهِمْ لَقَدْ عَلِمْتَ مَا هَٰؤُلَىٰ يَنْتِقُونَ. They said that you know very well that these cannot speak. So he said, أَفَتَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ, do you then worship besides Allah, مَا لَا يَنْفَعُكُمْ شَيْءَ وَلَا يَضُرُّكُمْ, that which cannot benefit you in any way, nor can harm you? Is that what you worship? أُفِّلْ لَكُمْ, shame on you. وَلِمَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ, I detest that and those that you worship besides Allah. أَفَلَا تَعْكِلُونَ, do you not understand? So when the people could not find any reply to Sayyidina Ibrahim, they blurted out, قَالُوا حَرِّقُوهُ, embarrassed and knowing not knowing what to do, they said, to save our face, burn him, وَانْصُرُوا آلِيَتَكُمْ, and thereby assist, avenge your gods. If you will do so, if you want to do something, then do that, إِنْ كُنْتُمْ فَعِلِينَ. So they made a large fire, which was so hot that none could approach it. They were then forced to catapult Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam in that. So Ma'alim al-Tanzil mentions about the details in this regard, that Sayyidina Ibrahim was imprisoned in a room, and they began to build an enclosure which they could light a large fire. Thereafter, they started collecting wood to fuel the inferno. People were so antagonistic towards Sayyidina Ibrahim that sick people would vow to collect firewood if they were cured, and women also similar vows if any of their tasks were accomplished. People even brought wood to add to the fire, even if it meant that women spent the profits of their spinning for it. Eventually, they lit the fire. The heat of the fire was so intense that animals passing by it died of the heat. They stoked the fire for an entire week, although a smaller fire would have sufficed to burn one person. The people exerted themselves to make the fire that big, because they feared being disgraced if Ibrahim ﷺ was not burnt in a smaller fire. And when the fire was ready, the people hesitated a while because they did not know how to put him in the fire, since it was unapproachable. It was then that Iblis, the enemy of the Anbiya, came to their aid, and even today he continues to give ideas to the enemies of Islam. And he advised him to build a catapult with which they could cast Sayyidina Ibrahim into the fire. And when Sayyidina Ibrahim was being thrown into the fire, the angels in charge of the water came to offer assistance, telling him that if he wished, he could extinguish the fire. The angel in charge of the wind also offered same assistance, and Sayyidina Ibrahim refused, saying that Hasbun Allah, Allah is sufficient for me, wa ni'mal wakil, and he is the best of planners. Sayyidina Ubay bin Ka'b narrates that Sayyidina Jibreel came to Sayyidina Ibrahim, asking him if he required anything, and Sayyidina Ibrahim replied, I do not require any assistance from you. Sayyidina Jibreel then told him, then seek help from your Rabb. Sayyidina Ibrahim said, my Rabb has perfect knowledge of my situation. His knowledge suffices for me. And in this way, Sayyidina Ibrahim handed over his affairs to Allah without even making dua. And Allah Rabbul Izzah responded by saying, قُلْنَا يَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ. Allah says that we said, O fire, كُونِي بَرْدًا, be cool, وَسَلَامًا, and peaceful for Ibrahim, Allah Ibrahim. And Allah added the word peaceful so that the fire does not become so cold that it would freeze, Sayyidina Ibrahim. And after that, Sayyidina Ibrahim stayed in the fire for 7 days without being burnt at all. The only thing that burnt was the shackles that bound his feet. And the angel in charge of shadows appeared in the form of Sayyidina Ibrahim himself and kept him company in the fire. And since Ibrahim was deprived of his clothes when thrown in the fire, Sayyidina Jibreel brought for him clothing from Jannah and a carpet from Jannah as well. Sayyidina Jibreel put the clothes on for him and spread out the carpet, whereupon the two of them sat and spoke. Namrud the king was astonished when he saw Ibrahim in a garden talking to someone while the wood around him was being consumed by the fire. And he called out to Ibrahim saying that, can you get out of the fire? And he replied, certainly. And he came out. Namrud said, it seems that your Rabb is exceptionally powerful. Even the fire is subservient to him. I shall sacrifice 4,000 cows in the name of your Rabb. And Ibrahim said to him, your sacrifice will not be accepted by Allah as long as you remain adherent of your deen. Forsake your religion and accept mine. And Namrud said, I cannot forsake my deen and my kingdom, but I will sacrifice the cows. He then sacrificed the cows and desisted from persecuting Sayyidina Ibrahim. So all of that is mentioned in Allama's Baghawi's Ma'alim al-Tanzeel. So there's reference to this in this part of the surah. In Surah Safat, it's also mentioned that the kuffar had said that construct a building for him and cast him into a blazing fire. So they therefore constructed a special place where they lit the fire from. And the entire nation converged on the plot to kill the solitary Nabi of Allah. But they were all unsuccessful. Their plot, وَأَرَادُ بِكَيْدًا, Allah says, well, they intended a plot against Ibrahim. فَجَعَلْنَاهُمُ الْأَخْسَرِينَ, we made them from the lowest. We made them from the lowest. So what we shared with you is from Ma'alim al-Tanzeel, and this confirms the narrative of the Quran. Some of the other sources of the Bani Israel, they have other details, some of which is not neither here nor there. One of the interesting things that occurred is that Ummi Shariq narrates that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that the chameleon should be killed, and saying that one of them blew at Sayyidina Ibrahim. So some say it's a chameleon, others say no, it was a lizard. And they kindled a fire for Ibrahim Alayhi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with the intention of stoking it further. Although its blowing would not have affected such a large fire, but the fact that the lizard blew in it because of its inherent evil nature. An enemy leaves no stone unturned to cause injury to his adversary, even if it means doing the most insignificant thing. And because of this inherent evil and the fact that it could be harmful to man, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam instructed that we should kill lizards. So Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that a person who kills a lizard with the first strike shall receive the reward of 100 good deeds. The person who kills it with the second strike shall receive a lesser reward, and the person who kills it with the third strike will receive a lesser reward. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam will be the first to be clothed on the day of Qiyamah. And it is narrated in the hadith that everybody will be resurrected barefooted, naked, and uncircumcised. And the first person to be given clothing will be Ibrahim. And he will receive this privilege because he was stripped of his clothing when he was cast into the fire. Now, there's a further discussion that is linked to this, and this is the discussion of the words that were spoken by Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu reports that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam said that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam never lied except about three matters. The first two for Allah's pleasure, and the first of there was when he refused to accompany his people and said, Inni saqim. The second was when he said that Bal fa'alahu kabirum, the large one did it. The third occasion transpired when he was traveling with his wife, Sayyidah Sarah, They happened to pass the territory of a tyrannical king. Someone informed the king that a person, Sayyidina Ibrahim, was passing, had an exceptionally beautiful woman. And when the king sent a message to ask Sayyidina Ibrahim who the lady was, Sayyidina Ibrahim told that she was his sister. So Sayyidina Ibrahim then told Sayyidina Sarah that if the king ever called her up, she should tell him that she was his sister. This is because the king would retain her if he knew that she was his wife. And he also told her that she could be called his sister because she was really his sister indeed, since they were the only two believers in the land. What then happened was the king forcefully summoned her to him, and as she left, Sayyidina Ibrahim began performing salah, and that is a reminder for us that, you know, when difficult conditions come about, we need to resort to salah. When the king tried to touch her, he became paralyzed. He pleaded for her to pray for him, promising never to harass her. When she did so, he then attempted again to touch her. This time, such paralysis took him more severely. He again pleaded for her to pray for him and that he wouldn't harm her. And when she did this, he was relieved of the malady. He then called his officers, telling him that he had not brought a human here, but this was some evil devil. He then released Sayyidah Sarah, gifting her with a maidservant by the name of Hajar. And when she returned to Sayyidina Ibrahim, she found him engaged in salah. And when he asked her what had happened, by a gesture of the hand, she replied, "Allah had overturned the plot of the kuffar upon him and the king had given me a servant by the name of Hajar." So this was the first of the three statements that Ibrahim ﷺ said when he said, "I feel sick," in his saqim. This was mentioned so that he could have the opportunity to destroy the idols for Allah's sake. The statement meant that he was not in the mood of accompanying them, which may be described as being sick. So using certain linguistic rules of Arabic, ulama have interpreted the statement to mean that he could not get sick, or he could get sick, which is not a lie at all. The people merely misunderstood what he said. The second untruth or ambiguous statement was that Bal fa'alahu kabirum hadha, the big one had did this. This was mentioned to impress upon the people's minds that the idols were helpless. And in that way, he was able to present tawheed to them. And the ulama say that the statement could be interpreted as, if he could, then this large one would have done it. Or if these could talk, then it is also possible that the large one could have done it. The third untruth was also not a real lie, because Sayyidah Sarah was really the sister in deen. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not say that this third untruth was for the pleasure of Allah, because it included a degree of personal interest as well. However, it should be borne in mind that their journey was of hijrah, which, you know, was a journey for the sake of Allah, and then to a person will be greatly rewarded for protecting the chastity of a woman, especially his wife. So these are the points to consider. In Fath al-Bari, there's a report from Musnad Ahmad that Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu said that Ibrahim alayhi salam mentioned the three things that appear to be untruth for the protection of Allah's deen and to combat the enemies. These so-called lies were therefore not really lies in the true sense of the word. They were only referred to as lies in the hadith because of the lofty mantle of Nubuwa that demands that the Anbiya be cautious in this regard. And Imam Bukhari reports a hadith in which it is mentioned that on the day of Qiyamah, people will run to Sayyidina Nuh to plead with him to intercede for reckoning to commence, and he will declare himself incapable of the task and send them to Sayyidina Ibrahim. And when they will make the request to Sayyidina Ibrahim, he will also decline, saying that he spoke, the three untruths, and for this reason, he will also consider himself to be unfit for the task. So that is a narration that is found in the books. And Mullah Al-Qari Rahmah has written that these three untruths were not really lies, but as referred to as such because they appear to be lies. And this caused Sayyidina Ibrahim to be considered himself unworthy of his own great intersection. The closer a person is to Allah, the more he fears Allah, and the more he is concerned about accountability for the slightest error. And this appears to the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. You know, Hasanatul Abrar Sayyatul Mukarrabin. These were great acts, but for the lofty position of the Anbiya, they were considered as something that they felt uncomfortable about. So these are the points that we share with you in this regard. A question has been posed about the third Ansurus of Sayyidina Ibrahim. The necessity of his statement has been questioned because of the tyrannical king could have apprehended Sarah, irrespective of whether she was a sister of Ibrahim alayhi salam or his wife. And in fact, he did apprehend her despite the untruth. So why was it then necessary to say she was a sister? And the ulama have mentioned that although the king was a tyrant, his deen demanded that he does not apprehend anyone's sister. So Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam expected him to adhere to his deen in this regard. So these are some of the points of reflection with regards to the entire episode. May Allah grant us the understanding.